This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on India's strengthening ties with Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former diplomat, and Vaibhav Srivastav, anchor.
India has been a champion of maintaining peace and extending a humane friendship to all nations, from the farthest corners of the world to the biggest economic powers of the globe. We have championed the cause of non-alignment and maintaining one-on-one relations with the biggest powers, and irrespective of the pressures upon us, we have never tried to destabilize the peace and prosperity of any region for our own personal benefit, and we truly believe in one world, one future, that is, Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam. Extending our friendly ties with our ally nations of New Zealand, Fiji and Timor-Leste, the Honorable President Srimati Draupadi Murmu was on official visit to these nations to understand the importance of such a visit and India's strengthening ties with New Zealand, Fiji and Timor-Leste and India's presence in the region. We have with us Sri Ashok Sajjanhar, former diplomat. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav.
Sir, how do you see this visit of the Honorable President to New Zealand, Fiji and Timor-Leste, and how important it is for India's growing influence in the world today?
On broader platform, if I could mention that this region forms a very integral part of India's Act East policy, as also India's Indo-Pacific policy, which was launched recently. Act East policy, after Prime Minister Modi came to power in November 2014, and the Indo-Pacific policy, your listeners would recall that when Prime Minister Modi had participated in the Shangri-La dialogue in 2017, then yes, he had expanded on our perspective on this. Honorable President's visit to these three countries advances our relations not only bilaterally, but also regionally and globally and geopolitically. Coming to, first to the visit of the Honorable President to Fiji, this is the first visit by any Indian president to that country, notwithstanding the fact that our relations with the Fiji are historical, civilizational, long-standing. In fact, people of Indian origin constitute about one-third of the total population of Fiji. The Indians were sent there first in 1869. From 1869 to 1920, there they have been working. And they have contributed very significantly to the progress and development of that country. And also the bilateral relations between India and that country. We had a commission that was established in 1948 that was upgraded to a high commission when Fiji attained independence in 1970. And our relations have continued to progress and prosper. Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he launched his FIPIC initiative on the strengthening relations with the Pacific Island nations, known as the Forum for Indo-Pacific Island Countries, in November 2014 when he visited Fiji. So this visit by the Honorable President was very important, very significant. He was given the highest civilian award to any individual by the Fijian government. She had discussions, negotiations and talks with the president, with the prime minister. She addressed the parliament. She addressed the Indian community. So I think it was a very broad-based visit which really took our relations forward in a very significant manner. Second, the country of her visit, that is New Zealand. Again, a very important country in the Indo-Pacific. We have a very significant number of Indian diaspora, about 250,000, which represents about 5% of the total population of that country. We have some members of the Indian diaspora who have been elected to the New Zealand Parliament, Priya Radhakrishnan and Gaurav Sharma. They are members. So the impact of the Indian diaspora is being felt on the New Zealand political system. There is a very significant Indian student community also in New Zealand. As far as our bilateral trade relations are concerned, they are also pretty significant. Honorable President Draupadi Murmu, she announced that a new consulate will be opened soon in Auckland, where most of the Indian community members are located, that is in the Northern Ireland. So I think that is going to provide another fillip and impetus to the bilateral ties between the two countries and also take forward our regional initiative. Very briefly, coming to the third leg of the visit, that is to Timor-Leste, that is a newly independent country. It used to be a colony of the Portuguese till the middle 70s. Then it was taken over by the Indonesians. It got its independence in early 2000s. The current Prime Minister Ramos Horta and the Prime Minister Xanana Gusmão, they have been freedom fighters who have fought valiantly for the independence of their country. It is Timor-Leste is soon to become the 11th member of the ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. It's a very important grouping. And so I think significance of Timor-Leste increases even more. The Honorable President announced that India will soon be opening its embassy in Dili, which is the capital of Timor-Leste. And it is expected that Timor-Leste will also be opening its mission in India very soon. I think as a mark of honor and respect in which India is held in Timor-Leste. So I think this visit of the Honorable President to these three countries has provided a very significant impetus to our not only our bilateral ties, but also our geopolitical initiatives in the region of Southeast Asia.
So India has always extended the human assistance and disaster relief help to all its nations, be it the nations in the Indian subcontinent or otherwise. We saw it during the COVID pandemic, we saw it otherwise. And we also know that in today's dynamic world or the changing scenarios that we see on an international scale, be it Quad, be it the ASEAN grouping that you've just mentioned, in which Timor-Leste would be a newly inducted member, how important it becomes for a country like India?
I think India is growing power. India is a growing country, not only economically, but also because of its political and strategic heft as far as the world is concerned. I think as India has become the fifth largest economy in the world and soon to become the third largest economy in the world, its capacity to work with other countries for their benefit, particularly in the global south, I think that has expanded very significantly. You mentioned about this context of the COVID-19 pandemic that the world had to grapple with very recently. And India very capably demonstrated its credentials, because you would recall that when India started its own vaccination program,
yes,
it was on the 16th of January 2021. And within 4 days, we had already dispatched millions of doses of vaccines against COVID-19 in our neighborhood and to a large number of other countries. India has become the partner of choice for all countries, you know, not only developed countries, but particularly as far as developing countries are concerned. So whether it is Fiji or it is the other Pacific Island nations, Honorable Prime Minister had visited Papua New Guinea last year, you would recall, on his way back from Hiroshima. There, the sort of reception that he had been accorded by the Prime Minister John Marape in Papua New Guinea. So standing and the profile of India has grown considerably, because India is being seen as a force for global good. And all countries, and particularly from the global south, they want to associate with it, because they find that India's support, India's help, India's assistance, it is for their benefit. As you mentioned yourself, India does not see that there is some advantage accruing to it, or it has a particular sort of an agenda in what it is doing, as against the manner in which, let us say, countries like China associate with them, which have led into what has come to be known as the debt diplomacy. Countries come under debt and their strategic assets are taken over by China. But as far as India is concerned, I think it has impeccable credentials, and that is why countries like Timor-Leste and the president of the country, he came to the airport to receive and see off the Honorable President. That is because India is seen as a very credible partner and a very honest partner with grace and integrity.
Sir, the Fijian Parliament welcomed the Honourable President. They conferred highest civilian award upon the Honourable President Draupadi Murmu. She witnessed the progress of the solarization of the heads of state residences, and she also said that India will continue to stand shoulder to shoulder with Fiji and other ocean states for climate justice. Now, the term climate justice has been used here. We know that climate change is one of the biggest things, which, or rather threats, if I can call it, which humankind, human civilization is today facing all over the globe. How important do you feel this region is as far as ocean resources are concerned, as far as tackling climate change is concerned, and the threats which might come from the ocean areas, or especially the southern Antarctic oceans, which are just near those countries?
Yeah, you're very right, Vaibhav. I think the challenge is huge. In fact, it has been mentioned that climate change is an existential threat as far as the world is concerned. Witnessing it in our own countries around the world, when you see that there has been snowfall in Saudi Arabia, in the United Arab Emirates. I remember I was in Mongolia recently. That is a desert. But then within a week or after I left, it was flooded with heavy rains and heavy floods. So I think the climate change is taking place. Weather is transforming at a pace that is unknown, basically because of the rise in the global temperatures. And in that context, I think India has a very important role to play. Although India is not a very significant contributor to global warming, but it has taken a number of initiatives in recent years, whether it is the International Solar Alliance or the Coalition of Disaster Resilience Infrastructure or the Biofuel Alliance, which was launched recently last year at the G20. So there are a number of initiatives through which India is demonstrating its leadership as far as the climate change negotiations and action are concerned. As far as the island nations are concerned, specifically the Pacific island nations or even in the Indian Ocean like Maldives, so in that context, India can play a very significant role by helping these countries come up with climate-resistant technologies and ensuring that there is climate justice for these countries which are do not have a very significant negotiating power at the negotiating table when these issues are discussed. So whether it is in terms of our development partnership, we put in place projects there.
I would like to know your parting comments on the Honorable President's visit to these countries, especially with respect to our military alliance, our business alliance, as well as our medical and education tourism alliance.
So I think in all these countries, you mentioned about education, and I think with New Zealand, we have a strong relationship in this area. Honorable President even addressed an international conference on education when she was in New Zealand. As far as Fiji and Timor-Leste are concerned, of course, under ITEC programs, the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Program, we receive a large number of students and professionals to provide them training in different subjects, very important areas in India. So that is very significant. As far as bilateral trade and commerce is concerned, again, this is very important. India has trade relations, area of technology with all these countries, but much more is possible and the potential is huge, and discussions that Honorable President had with the leadership of all these countries, I think there have been a number of agreements, a number of decisions that have, which will take our relations forward in a significant manner.
Sir, thank you so much for giving your precious time to Akashvani and making this discussion a high valuable.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You were listening to a discussion on India strengthening ties with Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. The participants were Ashok Sajanhar, former diplomat, and Vaibhav Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.